This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning to you. Hi, everybody. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Freddie Bell on New Beginnings, and it's our pleasure to bring you a program that we hope that you find stimulating and something that you'll find that you can take some nuggets from and incorporate them into your everyday life. And to help us in that regard is our co-host on New Beginnings, our career expert, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. You can reach him online at rippleconnects.com or by phone at 763-438-1621. Good morning, Joe McKenzie, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And we had a robust discussion last week as we were talking about the overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search. So just to reset and to recalibrate, let's quickly recap part one of the series of overcoming these challenges. Where were the high points of what we shared last week?
Certainly. With everything out of changing in regards to what a job search looks like in August of 2020 compared to earlier this year, the ability to become increasingly comfortable with the overall process, and that includes getting comfortable with the technology, a Zoom interview, virtual interview, sharing a screen, talking and testing your microphone and having a webcam. Yes, getting comfortable using technology is going to help you land that job. That's something that we may not have talked about last year, but it is today. So being comfortable and just have this mindset of adapting to the change. We have to adapt, otherwise we're going to be caught flat-footed and we're going to be overly stressed on what's going on. Keep a mindset of adaptability, nimbleness, and keep forward thinking, because with new technology and efficiencies and better ways to do things, the economy could be in great shape for you as a person that wants to recalibrate their career.
Everyone, Joe McKenzie is talking about overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search. Joe, to continue that thought, as we look at the strategies that you offered last week, what additional strategies do you recommend for someone who's trying to overcome these unexpected challenges of today's job search?
Well, this is where we put meat to the bone. This is the strategies that I work with my clients on. We do not walk into interviews just reading a job description and hope that we've practiced an answer that we found as a question on the internet. We need to understand what our most significant accomplishments are in our career and be able to build that toolbox up for our job interviews virtually, so we can utilize them in a job interview. And that's understanding what you've accomplished in the past and taking the steps to know how to ask the questions of what are the most important things this position has to accomplish. Those are meaty steps that most people don't stop to think about. But now more than ever, when we have so many disruptions, so many changes, and so many industry sectors that are doing very well, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
If you can understand what your significant accomplishments are, and you can talk to them, and they relate to what that next company is looking for, then you're going to bring the most value in that job interview or that hiring process than the next candidate. That is something now we can control, Freddie. We can't control things that are happening in the economy, but we can take the time this weekend to say, okay, what was my most significant accomplishments at this position? And understand that maybe that's what that employer that I'm going to be talking to in a couple weeks needs. That is a very critical step that someone should be taking this weekend to start thinking about their most significant accomplishments. That's why we bring in the Lou Adler approach to practicing interviews. We talk about the most significant accomplishments in regards to how that can add value to that next employer.
It's so interesting. Do you think people take enough time for that introspection, Joe, in your experience?
we're raised to be humble, so we don't talk about our accomplishments that often. We let our resume speak to them for itself, but reality, resumes may get you the interview, but resumes don't win you the interview. And being able to translate what you've done in the past and uncover some of the pain points of what that company you're interviewing with is, and how those significant accomplishments that you have that are relevant, not self-serving, but relevant to them, you put yourself in position to be a contender for that job. And that is something that we can, that's overcoming the challenges of today. That's something we can control this week. We sit down, we think about what we accomplished, how we accomplished it, what was the end result, how long did it take, what was our process? Freddie, if one of our listeners takes that time today to think about it, to be ready for a future interview, they're well ahead of the game in my eyes, because many people don't stop to think about that. Most people haven't thought about their most significant accomplishments in the last couple of years. That is a critical step in today's challenging workforce, workplace, job search, hiring process, what have you. That would be a critical first step I would take this weekend.
It seems like we need to develop, Joe McKenzie, an accomplishment worksheet.
You know, I put it into my phone. I literally write down how I accomplish things, and so I have it at the ready. So as I work in the nonprofit, someone asked me, well, how long, you know, what did you accomplish? What was the outcome? Who was involved? How long did it take? And you do it as it plays out, because 6 months later, you may not remember all the nuances of this accomplishment, but that's where a contender's mindset will say, okay, this is what I accomplished. I'm not going to ask self-serving questions. I'm going to ask questions to uncover the pain points of that person that's interviewing me. And then when we see that opening of, well, this is something that I've addressed before, now we're talking about our accomplishments that relate to what's in it for the employer. That's definitely a way to overcome today's challenges of a job search, especially virtually, remotely, remote teams. Speak to the pain points, but know those most significant accomplishments. And if you're on LinkedIn, read every time Lou Adler puts something out there on job interviews, he talks about that. And I'm proud to share that. I've helped a lot of people harness and realize what they've accomplished and how do they talk about it.
It's so interesting that you're talking about this, and it seems so second nature, but things that seem so second nature, people seldom do. So this is some great coaching, not only in the pandemic, but just for any type of career search, just to make sure that you understand, first of all, who you are and what you've done, and then to be able to articulate that to someone else.
It's tough to talk about ourselves, Freddie. Most of us were raised by our parents not to talk about ourselves. Well, I'm going to give someone that I'm working with or someone that hears me today, you can talk about yourself. You can talk about your accomplishments, because you never know if someone's going to say, you know, I know an organization that really needs that type of accomplishment there. You don't know who you can help. And so not make it self-serving, but more in an informational side that, hey, this is what I worked on, and it sounds like something that this company is in need of. That's not self-serving. That's uncovering those pain points.
Exactly. So, Joe, how does someone who's looking to make that career change themselves, what do they need to do to make sure that they're leveraging these unforeseen challenges and make it work for them?
Well, along with, you know, what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, with all this change that is taking place, new opportunities will create themselves. And we have to be prepared, and those new opportunities will be there for the taking for those that are prepared. So look for those opportunities. Prepare yourself. Start journaling, talking about your most significant accomplishments, building that toolbox, and keep your eyes open for opportunities. We talked a couple weeks ago about some of the industries that are doing well: supply chain, logistics, warehousing, telecommunications companies, as well as entrepreneurial opportunities out there, Freddie. If you have those at the ready and you're prepared, you can seize those opportunities that are going to create themselves in the new economy that is evolving as we speak.
All right. Do you have a final thought for our audience this morning as we talk about overcoming the unforeseen challenges of today's job search, Joe?
I definitely am mindful to know that it is these uncertain times have created uncertain types of job searches, Freddie. And just being able to adapt to those new changes and put yourself in a position to really put your best foot forward. This new economy that's evolving will be there for us if we're prepared.
It's Joe McKenzie on New Beginnings, and you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
There you are, sitting at home listening to New Beginnings, near the phone or in front of your computer, working remotely or just trying to stave off boredom amid the pandemic. That makes you typical of many, if not most, Americans. It also makes you a sitting duck. Just ask Phil Moore. He's 73 years old, and he said the other day he's now getting about 10 scam calls a week, typically from a spoofed phone number designed to trick his caller ID system. He says it just blows me away that the government hasn't done a thing about it. In fact, government officials are well aware that not only are scam calls on the rise as a result of so many of us being stuck at home, but there's been a steady increase in rackets involving the coronavirus and COVID-19. The Federal Trade Commission told lawmakers on Capitol Hill recently that it's received more than 131,000 complaints to date relating to the pandemic. Among issues raised by consumers, the agency says, are complaints involving unsubstantiated health claims, robocalls, privacy and data security concerns, sham charities, online shopping fraud, phishing scams, work-at-home scams, credit scams, and fake mortgage and student loan relief schemes. The Irvine, California tech company Umail, which tracks robocalls on a monthly basis, and I happen to use it quite a bit, says Americans received 111 million robocalls a day. As for dubious coronavirus health claims, look no further than the dozens of complaints received by California officials regarding chiropractors claiming they can remedy either the coronavirus or COVID-19. Folks, they can't. In fact, the Toronto-based World Federation of Chiropractic, representing chiropractors in 89 countries, declared in March that there is no credible scientific evidence that chiropractic spinal adjustment manipulation confers or boosts immunity. Yet, many dubious business people continue to prey on people's fears of the pandemic, promising safe harbor when what they're really offering is to sink your financial boat. Andre Smith, who is the director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, in Capitol Hill testimony cited the example of Mark Ching, a Southern California entrepreneur with a controversial history as an animal rights activist. Ching agreed to a preliminary order from the FTC, which barred him from claiming that any product sold by his Sherman Oaks supplements company, Whole Leaf Organics, treats, prevents, or reduces risk of COVID-19, or treats cancer, cures, mitigates, or treats any disease at all. The company's complaint against Ching included a screenshot from the Whole Leaf Organics website touting one of his supplements as, quote, the perfect way to strengthen your immunity against pathogens like COVID-19, the coronavirus. These sorts of pitches have also caught the attention of the Food and Drug Administration. They say that their experience with previous outbreaks such as swine flu and avian influenza has shown that fraudulent cures, or elixirs, if you will emerge during any public health crisis sold by unscrupulous actors capitalizing on the fears of vulnerable consumers. That according to Catherine Hermson, she's a senior FDA official. That's what she told lawmakers. In the past month, she goes on to say, we have seen an unprecedented proliferation of fraudulent products related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and more than ever before, the internet is being used as the primary vehicle for marketing these unproven products. The credit reporting bureau TransUnion says in a recent report that online scams such as phishing and bogus charities are on the increase because of the pandemic, and that 9% of U.S. consumers have been victimized by fraud since the outbreak of the coronavirus. I hope that's not one of our listeners. Fraudsters, they say, are always looking to capitalize on major events to carry out their schemes, and it's become apparent that through research that COVID-19 is an exceptionally major event for fraud. That according to Shai Cohen, who is TransUnion's Senior Vice President of Global Fraud and Identity Solutions. The FTC and consumer advocates say it's especially important at a time like this to hang up on robocalls, ignore COVID-19 cure claims, avoid schemes that involve sending money to someone you don't know, withhold personal information from strangers, and ignore anyone claiming on the phone to be a government official. State and federal authorities are trying their best, but if the pandemic has taught us anything, is that we have to protect ourselves, and I certainly hope that you are doing that as well. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, reminding you that this is appointed listening each weekend right here, and I hope you tell a friend that we're trying to help you through finances. We're trying to help you through career. We're also trying to help you with senior living and give you a spiritual boost to help you in your everyday life. New Beginnings, we've been around for 5 years now, and we're helping people just like you to navigate through life's ups and life's downs, and we hope that you find it beneficial. You can always reach me at 888-639-9738. And our question for you this week, have you fallen victim to a COVID scam or a coronavirus scam? 888-639-9738. We'd love to talk with you and to get your perspective on what you've done to turn that around. Again, the number is 888-639-9738. If you prefer, you can email me. It's simply Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Freddie@FreddieBell.com. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. Fraudsters are always looking to capitalize on major events to carry out their schemes, and COVID-19 is an exceptionally major event for fraud. Protect yourself at all costs. Don't give up that personal information no matter what you do. This is New Beginnings, and our program continues right now. I also thought it wise to continue our money discussion. We were just talking about scams, to talk a little bit about your access to credit and it being a good thing. People who care about their credit scores tend to obsess about some things they probably shouldn't, such as the possibility they may have too much credit. I hope that's not you. Let's bust that myth right up front. The leading credit scoring formulas, FICO and VantageScore, don't punish people for having too many accounts. And right now, credit could be a lifeline for many people. In June, the median duration of unemployment was nearly 14 weeks, that according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. After the Great Recession, the median length of unemployment peaked at 25 weeks. Most households don't have enough money. They don't have enough emergency savings to get through extended unemployment. Access to credit ultimately could be what staves off eviction, keeps the lights on, and puts food on the table. Obviously, you can have too much credit if it would tempt you to spend recklessly, and the more accounts you have, the easier it might be to forget a payment, which could be devastating to your credit scores or fail to detect signs of fraud. But that doesn't mean you should worry about applying for the credit you need in a misguided notion that having too much credit is bad for your scores. Although you can't have too much credit, you can have too much debt. And having big balances relative to your credit score limits or a bunch of cards with balances can definitely hurt your scores, credit scoring experts say. And even small balances and balances you pay in full can be problematic. Credit scoring formulas consider how many of your accounts have balances and how much of your credit limits you're using, among other factors. The scoring system uses the balances reported by your creditors, which are generally the amounts from your last statement. You could pay those balances off promptly, but they still show up on your credit reports and affects your scores. Credit specialist John Alzheimer recommends using one or two credit cards and not charging more than 10% of their limits. Now, that may require making more than one payment each month to keep the balances low or asking issuers for higher credit limits. If you do use more than a couple of cards, paying the balances off before the statement closing date will typically result in a zero balance being reported to the credit bureaus, and that could be good for your scores. Access to credit could be a good thing. Make sure you protect yours, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the new New Beginnings podcast today. Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. You got here right on time. And now it's time to turn our attention to Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. And you can find her online at westmetrohypnosis.com or by telephone at 952-222-3975. Good morning and welcome, Good morning and welcome, Kelly.
Hi, Freddie. It's so good to be here.
Glad you're with us. And again, if you'd like to reach out to Kelly, she's at westmetrohypnosis.com. And today, I love the title, Neuroscience, and which way will you be taking us this weekend?
Well, I love this because a lot of what I do is teach people, and I teach people about, you know, themselves, their nervous system, how they're made to show up and function in this world. And so I recently was listening to a podcast from a neuroscientist, and I don't remember his name. Shame on me. I don't remember it. But anyway, he was talking about basically the science part of the brain, and he referenced hypnosis a lot of times, and he was talking about what a beneficial learning state hypnosis is, which I already know. But what really was intriguing to me was the science and the way he was explaining the functions of the mind. And his particular focus of study is high performance states. And how do people access high performance states? And what does that tell us about living our day-to-day lives from a place of high performance, even if we don't necessarily think of ourselves as a high performer? You know, we're not like a celebrity or a high-performing athlete, or, you know, we're not a Navy SEAL. And yet there are still states of the mind that we can access that allow us to be high performers. And he stated this really, really beneficial state as being a state of clear, calm, and focused. And in this, what he was talking about, in this state of clear, calm, focus, there is room for stress, which might sound counterintuitive. But he was explaining about how the chemicals of stress in the right and appropriate amounts are actually very, very necessary in order to get our brains into a state of focused attention where we can carry out an activity. And an activity, the way he explained it, was the process of the brain going through duration, path, and outcome. So whatever activity we're doing during the day, it takes a certain amount of time. There's a certain way to do it, and there's something that happens at the end of it. So duration, path, and outcome. And so the mind is always figuring out how to do these duration, path, and outcome processes that take up most of our waking state. And if we can do this from a frame of mind, from clear, calm, and focused attention, we are really at a super highly functioning, highly optimal state, and we can consider ourselves to be a high performer. And you'll have to stay in tune for next week because this conversation continues.
All right, on Neuroscience, before we let you go, can you give us two tips on how we can get into that relaxed state for those who are just really piqued by your conversation this morning?
Well, how many times have I said it on this program, Freddie? Breathing, breathing, breathing. It's and the neuroscience behind it is proving that this is really the number one thing. So instead of giving you two things, I'm giving you the top thing, the most effective thing to do, breathing. And we'll talk more about that.
All right. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp, founder of West Metro Hypnosis. You're listening to New Beginnings.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. I'm Kelly from West Metro Hypnosis, and I help people like you get unstuck and coach you to success. Hypnosis is a safe, quick, effective way to create the results you desire. Change is possible, but it requires you to take action. And now is the perfect time. Call 952-222-3975. Give yourself the health, happiness, and success you deserve. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and with me right now, we go to AARP Minnesota with Real Possibilities, where we join the Associate State Director for Advocacy, I'll say it right, and Outreach for AARP Minnesota, Erin Parrish. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, Freddie. Thanks for inviting us today.
I'm glad you're with us. And you're working to ensure that voters, especially those who are 50 plus, have access to safe voting. Can you tell us what that access looks like and how you ensure voting, safe voting, especially when we're talking about absentee voting?
Yeah. Well, you know, COVID-19 has disproportionately affected the health of Americans over the age of 50. That group is also the largest voting bloc. So it's for that reason that one of AARP's priorities this election year is to ensure that voters 50 years and older have access to the safe voting options you mentioned, including early and absentee voting. This ensures that everyone can vote safely without making a choice between risking their health and exercising a fundamental right to vote. So right now, all eligible voters are able to request an absentee ballot or vote early in person. And there's a number of ways that they can do that and ensure that their voice is heard during the pandemic.
Well, everybody, we're talking with Erin Parrish. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Twin Cities. We're talking about voting absentee. So where can the ballots be obtained?
Well, first, you have to request a ballot. Minnesota has no excuse absentee balloting, which means you don't need to provide a reason to request an absentee ballot. Anyone can request that absentee ballot and vote from the comfort and safety of their own home. So the first step is to apply for an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. And you can request one by going to the Minnesota Secretary of State's website, which is mnvotes.org, or you can contact your local county election office. But the easiest way is probably the Secretary of State's website. They have a form on there that you fill out, and then they will mail you your ballot. Otherwise, you can also download a copy of the request application, fill it out, and then mail it in. That does take a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. The other option, if you don't have internet access, is you can call the Secretary of State's office and request that they mail you an absentee ballot application. Again, takes a little bit more time, but that's also an option.
You also mentioned at the outset that you can vote right now at different locations. When does that start, and where do you go to vote in person?
Early in-person voting started on June 26th. Mm-hmm. So you can go vote early in person right now. Locations are open during all regular business hours and will also be open the last Saturday before Election Day. You can find an early voting location near you at mnvotes.org. Or again, you could call the Secretary of State's office to find an early voting location. You can also go to your local elections office in your county, and many of them have early in-person voting open in those locations.
All right. Great information about voting absentee and just safety in voting. Erin, I can't thank you enough. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Twin Cities. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and we're continuing now with New Beginnings, and we turn our attention to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. The property manager is with us now, Kitty Harris. She does a lot of fine work at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center with its number of programs, albeit curtailed somewhat because of the pandemic, but still active nonetheless. Kitty Harris, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Freddie. Always a pleasure to be here.
Have to recap just a little bit. You had a blood drive that took place earlier in the week. How did it go? Did you reach the numbers you were looking for?
Yes, we had a very successful event, and we were excited that we did hit our goal for our unit donations, and we're just excited that we have this ongoing partnership with the Red Cross.
All right. So a lot of people had to register, and register they did. And we're really helping our community with a blood drive that is sponsored at least a couple of times during the year at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And next month is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And can you talk about what might be happening at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, if anything?
Yes. So September is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And for those listeners who do not know, the Cora McCorvey Center is attached to Thomas T. Feeney Manor, which is the first memory care facility public housing functioning in the country. And so our mission has always been to make sure that we were making North Minneapolis a dementia-friendly community. And so we always love whenever we can do anything to support the work of the Alzheimer's Association. Now, typically, we would do a walk to celebrate the Walk to End Alzheimer's is every year. And we have teams that get together here and we compete amongst each other. And so this year, the walk looks a little bit different. So what we are asking everybody to do is work within their communities to gather people together and do a walk in memory of. The walk is normally at the Target Center and it's thousands of people and we raise funds for it. But this year, due to the restrictions of coronavirus, obviously, we're not going to gather. So people can get more information on donating and walking by visiting www.alz.org/MNND and learn more information about how you can host or be a part of a walk. There's also an opportunity for people to donate to this cause. And so we're just very excited to still be participating virtually in this endeavor.
Well, so that date again, and how do we register once again, Kitty?
So people can get more information on donating and walking by visiting www.alz.org/MNND. The walk does not have a set date this year, so people can walk all month long and get more information about how they can do a virtual walk. There's teams that have already started throughout Minnesota and North Dakota. And so it's just a great opportunity to support this initiative and walk at your leisure. So you get to go on there and you get to actually pick which day you would like to walk or be a part of. The city of Minneapolis has chosen September the 26th. So if you want to say, hey, I'm going to walk on September the 26th in support of the city of Minneapolis, you certainly can, but there's lots of other cities and dates that you can jump on and support by visiting that Alzheimer's website.
All right. And if you missed all of that, I'm sure Kitty will pick up the phone at 612-344-2221. We're talking to Kitty Harris, a property manager at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
And so I'm going to invite us to briefly review these four agreements. They were brought forth about 25 years ago, hard to believe, in the mid-90s by Don Miguel Ruiz in his book, The Four Agreements. He did it to give a form, what we would call a spiritual practice or technique, to the ancient Toltec wisdom that was his upbringing. And he was trained as a specific member of the Eagle Rite of the Toltecs. So he shared with humanity these four agreements and promised that if we would work with them consistently, people, they would transform our life. They would set us free from guilt, shame, regret. And they would make us to stand firmly in the knowledge that we were doing our best. Whatever the circumstances out there in the world, whatever strange things are happening these days, you could be confident. Well, I gave it my best. Even when I wasn't feeling great, even when work was a challenge, or I had no work, I could do my best in that moment. My best to see the possibilities before me. My best to make someone's day brighter rather than foggier. To uplift all my relationship, every community, to a higher standard because I was giving it my best. So that first agreement, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Well, I hope for those of you who have been around Unity for a while that that sounds somewhat familiar. The creative power of the word. When I was growing up in Unity, there was a little habit. I'm not sure how helpful it was. It seemed kind of cute. But whenever a Unity student would recognize that they had used the word not impeccably, but a word that Myrtle Fillmore called petulant, gossipy, negative, critical, they'd go, cancel, cancel. I see somebody nodding their head, remembering that technique. At least it was a conscious way of acknowledging to yourself that you had spoken into the world, not impeccably, not truthfully, but in a substandard way. I cancel what I've said. But we also know that with the power of creativity, what we speak into the world
can't just be canceled by going, cancel, cancel. It reminds me again of the technology, of the time in which we live. You know, it's very interesting that technology was created by humanity. Therefore, it is outpicturing or giving a mechanical form in the physical world to activities that go on within us. And so, if you've been used to the internet, you've taken courses in it, you've cautioned others and your children about using the internet, one thing we know, just like our creative word, you can't just say cancel, cancel. You can apparently erase it from your screen, but what you've entered into the internet world through this technology is somewhere saved forever. It can give you pause to think, am I being impeccable with my word? Because what I'm putting out there or putting through that computer is going to last in some form. So I might want to really work with this first agreement. Be impeccable with your word. The second agreement, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream, how they see the world. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. So practicing the second agreement, don't take anything personally, is a way to free yourself from a reaction to others' opinions or what they say about you or your world. I remember the author Walter Starkey, who wrote many books, but one in particular, It's All God. He would talk about when you're struggling with taking things personally, universalize them. That is, say, well, this is part of the human process, the human story. I think if I'm feeling lonely, it's not because James is inferior in some way. Occasional feelings of loneliness is a part of the human story. It's something most everyone goes through at some point. I don't take it personally that it's an expression of an inherent flaw in how God created me. It's a human experience, and I can let it go and not take it personally, as if James were the only person in the entire world that ever felt alone. Our third agreement, there's that big one, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can transform your life. I've been practicing this one as I've been working through these lessons during this month of July and into August. And I was amazed at how many assumptions I was making. Can you believe that? I was assuming all over the place. Everything someone spoke to me, every action that someone took, I was making the assumption they were doing it to be disagreeable, to work in opposition to me, until I stopped for a moment and thought, wait a minute, what assumption have I made here?
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.